Good morning, church. Good morning to those of you who are tuning in. I don't often say that, but it goes without saying. Good morning to everybody. Let's stand as we open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can be here in church. And Father, never let us take it for granted that every single morning that we wake up with the breath of life in us. And Father, we thank you for just giving us another day here on this earth. Help us, Father, just to be able to take advantage of it and to use it profitably. In Jesus' name, amen.
Has been removed. This mountain has been removed. my spirit, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Zechariah 4, 6 and 7.
Well, I was dead in sin, but now I'm saved by grace. When the rapture comes, I'll be taken from this place. But while I'm here on earth, I'm gonna preach the word. And I'm not gonna stop till everyone has heard. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. Well, Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. All I want to do is just worship Him and sing. I used to pray by minutes, but now I pray by hours. Cause when the Holy Ghost comes down, He gives us all the power. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole. If you are in bondage, He will set you free. If you are blind, He can make you see. Devil, take notice, you better turn and run. Cause in the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart. I've got that resurrection life of Jesus in my heart. And that's what makes me whole.
Hallelujah.
Lord, praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's one of those wonderful words. It doesn't matter what language you speak. Everybody understands what you're talking about.
Amen.
It's a word that the devil has not been able to steal and pervert. But you can sing it in any language on the earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus, shine. Can't sing that song half-heartedly. Talking about, you know, it's a revival song is what it is.
Amen.
It's not a complacency song, but a revival song where you're asking God to do a deep move. The Holy Spirit would just blaze, that He would flood the nation,
yes,
especially
Lord.
Our nation. Don't we need it at this time now?
Yes.
We do. Thy word.
To my feet and a light unto my I fear, as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me to your side. I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And a light unto my path. You're the light unto my path.
Thank you, Jesus.
As we're singing, Shine, Jesus, Shine, and Thy Word, I'm reminded of the Gospel of John, chapter 1. I see this all around. You know, Jesus, He is the Word. And it says that He came into the world to His own, and they received Him not. He was light. He was shed on there. But then you got it from the Old Testament. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet.
Amen.
So I don't stumble, and a light and to my path, so that I can see ahead as well. Amen?
Amen.
Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy word which flow, be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demands. Could my zeal now respite? No. Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and Thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Naked come to Thee for dress, helpless look to Thee for grace. Thou like to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and Thou alone. In my hand, O Christ, I pray, simply to Thy cross I cling. While I draw this bleeding breath, when my eyes shall close in death, when I rise to worlds unknown, and behold Thee on Thy throne, Rock of ages, clap for me, let me hide myself in Thee.
Thank you, Lord.
To the Lamb, we're singing high. bowing down before you, songs of praise are singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen. We're singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to the
with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless.
thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. Oh, bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord.
Song.
It's beautiful.
To come to Him quietly. We're coming to Him in prayer. We're talking to Him. We're not flippant or flamboyant or arrogant. We realize that we're speaking to a holy, holy God. And then we, as we concentrate on Him, as the song says, everything becomes a shadow because Jesus is the light. He sheds light. Everything around Him becomes light. So we find the joy of reaching His heart, to become totally enthralled in His love. Let's sing this one more time.
When I look into your shadows in the light of you, when I find the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthralled in your love, the things that surround become shadows in the light of you. I worship you. I worship you. grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Turn your thoughts upon Jesus. Think deep of His wonderful love. And the thoughts of sin and of self and strife will be lost in that rapture above. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and upon Jesus. Think deep of His wonderful love, and the thoughts of sin and of self and strife will be lost in that rapture above.
Amen.
I want to bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for another glorious day that you've given us. Another day of victory. Another day of celebration. Another day of excitement. Being in the house of the Lord. Worshiping our Lord, our God, with all our heart. Oh, coming into His presence with singing and enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And be thankful unto the Lord and bless His name. And we want to declare this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. For great is our God and greatly is He to be praised. Great is our God, and greatly is He to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for everything that you're doing. Oh, Lord, Paul said to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 1:4, he says, I thank God always. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace that was given to you by Jesus Christ, that in all things be enriched by Him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirming you, that you come behind in no gift. Hallelujah. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless unto the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He's talking to the Corinthians, but He's talking to us today, that we will be enriched in all things. Oh, hallelujah, in all utterance and in all knowledge. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for enriching us, for anointing us, for giving us the power that we may use it, that we may go out and save a sinner. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for preparing us, for sending us. Oh, hallelujah. For answering the call. Oh, we love you, Lord, and we appreciate you, and we thank you, Lord, that we can do the will of God, that we can do that which is pleasing in Thy sight in the name of Jesus, that we can share what God has done in our lives. Hallelujah. And not to keep it secret. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a glorious day today and a day of victory. Hallelujah. We pray that your name be glorified today in every area of this ministry. We pray for the anointing upon the pastors who will deliver the message to us. We ask you to give them joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, give him the anointing. Oh, give him the freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power and pierces like a two-edged sword. And we want to thank you. We pray everyone that gives a testimony that will be anointed. Anointed Thomas as he gives the invitation, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you, oh Lord, that we can glorify your name, that we can sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. We can praise you with our whole heart and show forth your marvelous works and be glad and rejoice in thee and sing praises unto thy name, O thou most high. Hallelujah. To show forth thy loving kindness every morning and thy faithfulness every night. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we are prepared to receive this offering, thank you for touching every heart to give to the work of the Lord, to give with gladness, as you instructed us in your word to bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, you stand good in your promises. You never fail us. You never leave us nor forsake us. And we want to thank you and praise you today that we can give to the work of the Lord with gladness. And we pray right now, we take this offering and we lift it up to you. And we ask you, Lord, that you multiply it and that we use it appropriately. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen.
Before he Okay, good morning. I'm going to take some testimonies. If anyone's got a testimony. And I guess, Charles, you got an announcement? We'll do the announcement first.
Good morning again. Many of you know that we have cassettes, we have CDs, and so we are starting now to offer DVDs. So there's many people who are ministry supporters, and they receive a cassette or a CD, and sometimes they receive one of each of the music and testimony part of the service, and then the sermon. And so what we've done is since we're posting the video of this service to the website later on, it's quite a simple matter just to make a DVD of it also. So I wanted to make you aware of that. And so what you see me holding up here is the fruit of that labor. So it's just it's something that's nice. It's not for everybody. But, you know, in times past, we've only been able to offer audio, and now you'll be able to, you'll be able to see and hear at the same time. So it's not quite the same as sitting here, but let's say you were to miss the service for some reason or the other and you wanted to see it, this is available. So just to let you know, we got it up there now. We are putting both of this together, and so if you wanted to, they're $6 a piece. But if you want to buy both of them as a set on a Sunday, it's $10. So they come in this nice, shiny plastic case. And so anyways, just wanted to make you aware of this. So you see the cameras, and you know we're doing things, but sometimes I don't communicate everything that's necessarily happening behind the scenes. And so for those of you who might not be aware of that, I just wanted to tell you that we do have this available.
Okay, I've got a quick testimony, and relating to the same things that have been going on with me in the past few weeks, and that is what we speak or what we receive, you know, when we hear others speak. Now, I normally, and I think we're all a lot like this, that somebody might speak something to you and you just receive it. Now, I had a computer software problem about a week ago, still hasn't been resolved. So I had an insurance agent in my office, and I was telling him I had this problem, so I can't get into my certain program. And he goes, well, you know it's going to get worse before it gets better. And, you know, I almost said, you're probably right. And I thought, I'm not going to say that. And so I just said, I'm not receiving that, man. And he didn't know what to think, you know. But he just smiled, and we both went on. But, you know, I think it's important. We can receive it or not receive it. So, and I'm definitely not receiving that. I got enough things without that getting worse. Okay, Reggie, he wants to come up and introduce somebody. Come on up.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to introduce my son, Richard. This is his first time here in this church, but he's not a stranger to this church. He's been aware of Pastor Terrell for many, many years. You probably remember Rick. Rick is from Incline Village. And he's down here working on my house to get it finished. He's a very good workman. He does a lot of computer work. He does like things that were just shown here by Charles. and highly talented. I just thought you'd like to know him, and that he enjoys watching the internet. So, my son, Richard.
Okay. Pleasure meeting you. I'd like to get up to Incline Village one of these days. Get in the snow. Okay. We have any testimonies? Okay. Pastor John, no testimonies this morning. Okay.
Well, praise God, and good morning to you. Got a number of things I'd like to share with you today, and it's very nice to have Richard with us, and I appreciate that very much. I want to read a letter to you first, and I'm not going to give the state, and I'm not going to give a name on this. It's just a young man. The parents have been receiving our CDs or cassettes for probably 5 to 10 years. And they moved to another state. They used to live here in Sacramento. And I estimate this young man is about 16, 17 years old. And these are the type of people that we like to reach. He says, my name is, and then says, son of your member, and he gives that name in a state. I have listened to many of your John S. Terrell seminars, you mean sermons, and have been greatly blessed by them. When I was listening to sermon RLJ 1100, Taking Control of Your Life, Part 3, Ruling Your Taste Buds, I paused at your evidence for not eating pork as described in Leviticus chapter 11. It really got me thinking, and I made a table according to the 11th chapter of the book of Leviticus, what is clean, what is not. I made a commitment to quit pork and follow God's order. However, one evening, when my mother was preparing dinner, I noticed that she was preparing pork chops. I quickly asked her concerning the matter. I explained to her how God himself strictly ordered not to eat, and the swine, though he divide a hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he choose not the cud. He's unclean to you. After I completed my biblical education, she gave me hers. Yes, but it's also written in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10 and verse 7, eating and drinking such things as they give, and what if they give you pork? I didn't buy it right then, as she continued. Even if that doesn't pertain to this case, look at what Samuel writes in his first book, chapter 15 and verse 22. As the Lord has great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. You see, the Lord's fifth commandment is honor your father and your mother. As Samuel says here, your obedience to the Lord, and therefore to your father and me, is better than sacrificing yourself by not eating pork. Well, I stood there not knowing what to say. I come to you, for I trust you, for an answer to my problem. Thank you, and may God richly bless you. Very helpful ministry. I also began to witness the students at my school, either in believing a gospel paper on the front desk or personally sitting down and giving a full message. Only after I began to use my spiritual warfare did I have success. As of now, I am waiting resistance from the enemy, the devil. I believe that I have been properly taught and fully dressed with the armor of God and cannot quench all the fiery darts of the wicked and withstand against the wiles of the devil. As God uses me as his servant, to bring more people to himself during these end times, I ask you for several deliverance packages, as I understand you have. If there's a price for these packages, please let me know, and I will be more than happy to pay and receive these resources. Thank you once more, and again, may God richly bless you. This is a young man, like I said, he's probably about 16, 17 years of age, and he was not born in this country, and he writes very nicely, very easy to read. And it is too bad when somebody really wants to follow the Lord and mom and dad turns you down. That is very sad. So we're going to pray for him today. Also, we received an email here. This is from Florida, West Palm Beach. And the man's name is Butler. And he simply said, would you pray for me to have the favor of God manifested in my life? So we're going to pray for that. And also we got here an email from Kenya. And this is a pastor that we have not heard from before. And he simply writes this. Thank you for your, Thank you for your encouraging letter. You mentioned how some people, even people who claim to be Christians, are using God and their church for their own gain. Yes, it is indeed very tragic, but we know that vengeance belongs to the Lord. He will recompense. We do have a responsibility to warn our sinning sisters and brothers, but if we warn them and they don't repent, at least their blood is not on our heads. If we don't warn them about their sin, and we had a God give up to do so, then their blood is upon our heads. Ezekiel 3:16-19. This is why Pastor Terrell speaks warning to people. May God richly bless you and your church. And this is from Pastor Stanley in Kenya. So we praise God for that. At this time, I'm going to be asking Sister Carol, if you would come and share with us the situation with your husband Ken.
Hi, I'm Carol. I actually could give this as a testimony, but because God is glorified, but I will try to tell this story quickly. Probably Tuesday, that's what Kenny thinks. Tuesday, he noticed that he couldn't do his work very well. He's doing bookkeeping up at Sheridan, and he had trouble with the computer. He kept making mistakes, and he also noticed that he couldn't speak very well. But he did not tell me. He hides these things from me. He hides all these things from me. In fact, if he has a bad back, the only way I know it is that he walks with his back bent over. He doesn't, and then if you ask him if it hurts, he says, oh, no, you know, it'll go away. And you can tell he's in very bad pain, but he never wants anybody to know it, especially me. So I didn't know that he was having this trouble. And then Thursday, he and I were having a difficult time communicating because I was in the kitchen banging pots and turning on the water. I couldn't hear him. He was in the living room. We usually do communicate like this, but this time we were really having a hard time. So I thought, okay, I'll turn off the water and stop clanging around here. And I still couldn't understand him. So I went up to him face to face, and I said, are you okay? And he kind of hid behind the blanket, and he said, yeah, yeah. And he wanted me out of there. So then I started thinking, maybe this is serious. And his face looked a little dark, and he had one eye that was a little bit droopy. So he went up to work Friday, and the people up there, John and Peter and Charles, noticed that Kenny was having a definite trouble and thought that he had a stroke. His left eye was drooping and his articulation was quite poor. So I had to take him to the emergency, and when we went in there, the doctor asked, as a matter of routine, what is the year that we're in now? And Kenny said, oh, 19. And then he did that hiding thing. And then he said, who is the president now? And Kenny said, I don't know, but I don't like him very well. And I was very upset with the fact that he could not tell what year or the name of the president, because my father had Alzheimer's very badly. And I knew that that meant that he did have a stroke, because I guess I was in denial up until then. So anyway, so he's still in the hospital this morning, but he is way better, and he is going to be released. And I would like you to be praying for him, and I thank you. People have been praying for him, and I do thank you for the people who have also been praying for me. I have the peace of God. I have been sleeping well, and I know that God is on his throne, and that good things will come out of this, because, you know, all things work together for good. I am firmly a believer of that. And so we haven't seen the good part yet, and it is coming. So pray for him that this will be an encounter with God that will cause him to draw closer to the Lord. And that's the most important thing that can happen out of any event. Huh? And pray also for the healing and the inflammation that caused it to start with.
Let me mention our prayer needs today that we're going to be praying for. Marianne Johnson in Georgia. She's actually from Sweden. Her husband flew in. She had pneumonia. She was released and then went back to see the doctor to check up. And the blood pressure was so low that they said, you cannot go home. And somehow I called this morning and she's out of the hospital, but she's not feeling that good. We're going to continue to pray for Marianne Johnson, who is a friend of this ministry. Let me give you an update on the destroyer. Destroyer is still working in this ministry. And, you know, demons come and go. And I shared with you many times before that a demon can sit for years. Now, 1 hour in the spirit world is 42 years for us, about 42 years. And you can have a demon sitting for 1 hour, 42 years, 50 years, or time, and he's just waiting for the moment that we make a mistake, and he strikes like a cobra. So we need to be on guard for this. I believe that the destroyer tried to take out Ken, who is our accounting. He's running our accounting department. He's also part of the crew back here with a webcast, and he's holding down a number of different jobs. We want to come against the spirit of violence, anger, destruction, suspicion, selfishness, death, and sickness as these are circling us. Let me share this with you that are here and those of you that are watching us. The webcast, I got a shock yesterday. My wife came home and we had a letter from the landlord here that we are renting the place from. And I got a bill for $1,100 for the work that was done here to put the lights in and to finish it up. That pushed our deficit up to $10,500 that we still are dragging with us for the webcasting system. And if you're listening to me out there and you says, well, we are appreciating the webcast, live streaming, or if you're looking upon it later, would you help us? We'd like to retire this debt as we are getting into financial, economic time troubles in the world, that we will simply not drag this anchor around with us. So we need $10,500. We're going to pray for that today. We also need to pray for rain for California. Now, someone says, well, we need to be judged. Yes, we do. But remember, Abraham talking to God, and when he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham said, well, if there are 50 righteous men, would you save them? Yes. He got it down to 10. Well, praise the Lord, we are more than 10 righteous people here today. I know that there are more righteous people in California. God has some people here. And let me just share with you what is happening behind the scenes. Because the state of California declared that there would be less water for the farmers this year. Catch this now. Bankers are always jumping. The bankers in California are now refusing any loans to farmers in California. Simply saying we would not want to loan them money because it's going to be a drought. We're going to lose it. You can't pay it back. Which means that many farmers in California cannot plant crops this year because the bankers said we're not going to have any water according to the state. We need water. We need food. We need lodging so we can continue to minister the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe they have promised us a little storm next week, and I would like for us, we pray today, to ask that this will be a gusher. I have seen it in years past, but in 3 to 4 days, in a time of drought, where God filled the reservoirs, every reservoir to the brim, where they had to open the floodgates. So let's pray for that. Another thing that is falling out is a milk market. And there's a number of things happening right now. And at this time, farmers are pouring out their milk. They're just simply pouring it down in a drain. The reason for that is that the price is falling so drastically, they cannot even afford to sell it. And if they sell it, nobody wants to buy it. So there's problems there. I'm going to be speaking more about the situation on economic meltdown and so on when I do my message. But we do want to pray for rain here in California. So at this time, let's come together here and let's begin to pray. And if you would pray for Pastor Stanley in Kenya, and we'll have Sister Lois pray for Butler Brown in Florida, that God will manifest and help him out. And you want to come on up here? Okay, you got these two little ones. Okay. All right. Well, they want to pray. So I'm going to have... Go ahead and start.
Father God, we want to lift up the Pastor Stanley in Kenya and his ministry there, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that he's tuned in to our website and to our church here, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that he sees that it's beneficial to put out the truth. And Lord, we lift him up to you. We thank you for giving him all the resources that he needs. We thank you for giving him wisdom, insight. We thank you, Father, for growing the ministry that he is producing there in Kenya. And we just ask your blessing upon him, his family, and all his parishioners, Lord. And we just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I lift up Butler Brown to you, for he's written to us and asked for your manifesting, your presence in his life, and the Holy Spirit to fill him, Lord, to anoint him for your service. And we ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name, where his heart is toward you, pure towards you, and he wants to do your service, Lord. He wants to serve you. He wants to serve you with all his heart. And Father, we ask you to pour a blessing on him, to pour your Holy Spirit upon him, and fill him, anoint him for your work. And Lord, give him direction through your word. May he study it and stay with it faithfully. And Lord, we thank you for blessing us with this person listening to our broadcast. And may we help him in future broadcasts, Lord. So be with him, be with his family, and help him in every way. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Last year you had colon cancer, and people prayed for you, and you were healed. Would you pray for Ken West?
Father God, we saw Kenny yesterday, and he looked really good. His color was good, and he spoke normally to us. He didn't say too much. And my husband spoke to him about you, Lord, and he listened attentively. And the Lord told me to be quiet. He likes men. He responds to men. And so I'm encouraging my husband to go to Kenny's home and have Bible study with him and draw him closer to you, Lord. He wants you. He wanted to be here today, and that shows his love for the church and for you, Lord. And we just thank you and praise you that you're getting his attention. You got my husband's attention with heart attack in 1996 or 2000, year 2000. And he knew you were getting his attention, and he mentioned this to Kenny. So he'll have things to say to Kenny that can draw him closer to you, make him understand you. And we know that Kenny loves you. He may not ever say it. When he moved from Visalia here, he came up and gave a beautiful testimony. And we're encouraging him to give testimonies and to communicate with his wife and communicate with people. And we know that you're going to do that, Lord, because this is your plan. This is your stroke. This is your man and your church and your prayers. You give us the prayers and you answer the prayers. And we thank you that you're going to answer every prayer going up for Kenny West, and that he's going to come back strong, and he knows who God is, and he's going to love you with all of his heart in Jesus' name. And we give you the honor and give you the glory for everything in his life. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Marianne Johnson to you. And Father God, we prayed for her last week. You got out of the hospital, Lord. But somehow, the devil is trying to play with her, lower her blood pressure. And we thank you right now that every spirit of infirmity shall be kicked out of her body right now, just ripped right out of her. And we thank you, Father God, that you're going to heal that woman from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. That, Father God, she shall live and proclaim the glories of God. And that you are not only our Savior, but you also are our healer. And we thank you for that, Father. And Lord, we come against this demon, the destroyer. He's been circling our ministry for many years. And you know, Father God, that certain families here, he has been kind of got a foothold in these families. And we come against this destroyer right now. And his chain of violence, anger, destruction, suspicion, selfishness, death, and sickness. And we command you right now to loose our church. Loose us in the name of Jesus. And we roll you out of every family, every single person. You got to loose all our people. The spirit of not being content. The spirit of looking for this and looking for that. We rebuke you right now. Have you commanded to be bound, chained, and taken to prison by God's holy angels? Have you thanked you, Father God, for victory in all these areas? And Father God, we lift up our webcast to you. Lord, you released $30,000 to us. And we did not know at that time we were going to run over $40,000. And we thank you today, Father God, you will be speaking to people someplace in this world, we do not know where, that have some extra money, Father God, to retire this debt. So as things are getting tighter around us, this we will not have to worry about to making payments on. It's paid, done, and over. And we can simply minister to the whole world through our webcast ministry. And we thank you for that, Lord. And Father God, we need rain in California. Father God, we acknowledge that we as a state, we have sinned terrible. And we really deserve to nothing more than to go to hell. But Father, you have mercy upon us. And I stand here in front of you today like Abraham stood in front of you some 4,000 years ago. And he said, Jesus, if there be 10 righteous men, can you spare them? And you said, yes. And we ask you today, there are more than 10 righteous men and women in the state of California. And we ask you here today that this coming week we will have floods, torrents, Father God, that the news people and the weather people would simply in amazement say, we do not know where it came from. We could not even predict this, but we have water and snow. And we thank you, Father, that in your mercy you will give this to us. And Father, we also pray you have kept the oil prices low. But Father God, these swindlers that are running our oil companies have raised the prices. They pay less for the oil, and they raise the prices for us, Father. And we pray right now that supernaturally you will move upon the oil companies and just drop the market for them, Lord, and get the price of gasoline down where we can afford it so we will not have to spend a fortune on it. And we thank you for that blessing. And Father God, we just thank you right now for our church. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that's here. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. We thank you for Joe coming here, Father God, and taking a place and being a missionary, a part of sending out this broadcast, Father God, all over the world. We thank you, Father God, for his wife being with him, Lord. And we praise you right now that, Father God, you're sending in people little by little. We lift up the Gonzalez family to you. We thank you, Father God, that what looked like a total disaster 3-4 months ago, Lord, but it looked just like black as midnight, that you have done a mighty work in his wife and in him and the children. And we thank you, Father God, that Gonzalez family is being restored. It's restored by the Holy Ghost power. And they are not the first one. They are going to be many more. Many more, Lord. And we thank you for that. And Father, we just praise you right now. Thank you, Lord, that Ken is going to be back with us. He's going to be totally healed. There's going to be no more follow-up stroke. And we rebuke the spirit of fear. All spirit of fear coming upon this congregation about disease. Leave us. Get out. And we thank you, Father God, that you have not given a spirit of fear, but of power and of a sound mind. And we praise you greatly now. We bless you, Lord, and we love you. And all who agreed said, amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Okay, pray.
Father God, we want to lift up the farmers in California, Lord. We see the bailout money going to the banks, and we know that that's corruption at the highest level, and they're withholding funds for farmers. And Father God, we thank you for releasing the funds to the farmers that they can produce the crops in the field, Lord. And that we lift up the small farmer and the average Joe farmer, Lord, that you would protect him, that you would give him increase in his crops, far exceeding the corporate farmers, Lord. And we thank you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, let's send you out the outline at this time.